Når man har en dag i Chicago, og man har benyttet den, som det har været tilfældet her, så er der en masse ting, man ikke når, selvfølgelig. Der er en milliard gange flere ting, man ikke når, end hvad man rent faktisk når. Så derfor har jeg mødt Mike Sam, som er repræsentant for turistorganisationen her i Chicago. Og tell me one thing, Sam. When you are here only one day, then you just see a tiny, tiny part of Chicago. You know what you've been seeing. Tell me just a little bit more. Tell the listeners a little bit more about what to experience if they have more than just one day in Chicago.
Yeah. If you're coming to Chicago for more than just one day, I would say you have to do the staple events. You have to do the staple locations to visit. Millennium Park, Art Institute of Chicago, maybe some of our cultural attractions like the Shedd Aquarium, the Planetarium, also the Museum of Science and Industry is a very good location. But beyond that, you might want to venture out into the neighborhoods of Chicago. You know, our neighborhoods offer an amazing amount of culture, an amazing amount of nightlife and shopping and dining. All different types of options there. We have neighborhoods like Lakeview, Uptown. We have the largest Chinatown in the Midwest United States. So just a lot of great options in our neighborhoods and tons to explore there.
And then you said also the name of the Millennium Park.
Yeah.
We haven't had the opportunity to go there yet. What are we going to experience up there?
Millennium Park has a ton of really, really exciting things to see. You know, they have the Millennium Park Bean. It's actually called the Cloud Gate. That's the real name of it. But people like to call it the Bean because it's shaped like a bean. We also have the Crown Fountain at Millennium Park. We have the Lurie Gardens at Millennium Park. We have the J. Pritzker Pavilion. Beautiful architecture at Millennium Park, so just a lot of great things to see there.
This bean which you're talking about is some sort of a mirror, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a mirror. You walk up to the bean and, you know, it distorts the angles of the city in the reflection of the mirror. It distorts the angles of view, so you kind of get a unique view of the skyline, if you will, if you look into the bean and then back. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And then, of course, you have the start of the Route 66, which plays a little bit of a role for me because, you know, I have the role of Brent Musburger in the Danish version of the Disney movie Cars 2. And there you have the Route 66, and that is a very important part of it. And I'm also working a lot as a motoring journalist, so, of course, that interests me. We are standing very close to the place where it actually starts.
Yeah, Michigan and Adams, right in front of the Art Institute of Chicago. So right there, the Route 66 starts, and it goes all the way through the state of Illinois and all the way down to Southern California.
There has been a little bit of a misunderstanding about where it actually started, or have they moved it during the time, or what has happened?
Over the years, it has moved, and now its current location is Michigan and Adams, yes.
And then here, before we say goodbye to you, we are going to watch the Millennium Park. And what else do you think we are going to watch this evening? We just have a few hours.
Tonight is the Taste of Chicago in Grant Park, so that's right next to Millennium Park. And then what else do we have on your itinerary? You did the architecture cruise. There's just so much to see in the downtown area. You can walk up Michigan Avenue and go to Magnificent Mile and see the beautiful architecture along that route, and also great shopping there as well and dining. So just lots of options there. The shops don't close at 6. They close about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Tak for snakken til Michael Sam fra Chicagos turistorganisation Choose Chicago. Vi var lige et smut forbi den omtalte bønne, som er en kæmpemæssig bønneformet skulptur med en spejlblank overflade, som giver en helt unik oplevelse af Chicago. Se billederne af den på rejseradion.dk. Men da vi havde besøgt Taste of Chicago, den store madfestival, aften i forvejen, gik turen den aften 7 km, 4 miles regner man jo med på de kanter, mod nord til et lille pandekagehus. Hvad det nærmere går ud på, handler det sidste, stemningsfyldte, kan jeg godt afsløre, indslag fra vores hurtige besøg i Chicago om. Hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere om bilturen på tværs af USA, så vel som besøget i Chicago, og finde gode links til for eksempel Art Institute of Chicago, så klik ind på rejseradion.dk, altså rejseradion.dk.